I've got this. Thank you, Connie. All right. So, yeah, that's a whole bunch of things you should not do. And it's, I'm telling you, that's a teeny, teeny piece of what we got in Leviticus, where Moses goes on for many pages. In fact, for many chapters. In fact, I think I could say for several books, and just kind of laying out what we need to not do, which is helpful, I guess. But Jesus kind of takes and he turns all that around, talking about what we should do. And so we had a little bit of what we shall not do last week was, you know, so we started off in this Sermon on the Mount, and what we learn in the Sermon on the Mount is, one, Jesus, God loves us very much and considers us blessed. And so we begin with the Beatitudes, where these are God's blessings to us, and we know we are loved. And so we've got that piece going on, and then Jesus tells us that our lives matter, that we are the salt of the earth, we are the light of the world, and that God's love isn't going to get to the world unless we are out there showing God's love in the world. And then last week we talked about, Jesus said, you know, you've heard it said, you shall not kill. But I say to you, if you even get angry, you've kind of already done the killing. Because it's really not so much about what you do, about what's going on inside of you. And so we need to work to become people who create and open that space so that we're not feeling as if the other person is our enemy. And I, you know, so I can kind of go there. And then this week happens. And so I'm going to go ahead and read my passage. And then I'm going to do something a little unusual because I'm going to just keep reading. This is the Sermon on the Mount. And I honestly think probably Jesus did a better job of talking about what Jesus is talking about than I could do talking about what Jesus is talking about. So this is one of those days back with Virginia Damon in my speech class. And she said, you know, people get too much preacher, not enough Bible. So today, since the lectionary only gives us chapter 5 of the Sermon on the Mount, I'm going to go ahead and give us chapter 6 and 7 to go along with that. And I'm just going to say that Jesus is a better preacher than I am. And so that's what we got going for us today. That's where we're at. So if you want to kind of follow along, that's great. And if not, you can just kind of sit back and listen. And think about if you were one of those gathered. So Jesus has just called some apostles. He's become known somewhat. People are very curious about who he is. He shows up, and there's quite a huge crowd. He climbs up on a hill a little bit, and he presents the Sermon on the Mount. And so, I just gave you a synopsis of what we've been through so far, and we're just going to pick it up where Jesus says, so you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for the tooth, but I say to you, do not resist the evildoer. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also, and if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give them your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go a mile, go also a second mile. Give to anyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun shine on the righteous as well as the evildoers, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet only brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not the Gentiles do that? But be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now beware of practicing your piety before others, so you can be seen by them, and then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Whenever you give alms, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites in the synagogues and the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father, who knows what is done in secret, sees and rewards you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for when they love to stand and pray in synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut your door. And pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will hear your prayer. And when you're praying, do not heap on phrases like the Gentiles, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need, even before you ask. When you pray, pray like this: Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and forgive us our debts, even as we forgive our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. And whenever you fast, do not look so dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father, who knows what you do in secret. And your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will reward you. Now, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where the moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where people do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how very dark it will be. No one can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. Truly, I tell you, you cannot serve both God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and is the body not more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither reap nor sow, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than the birds of the air? And can any of you, by worrying about your lives, add a single hour to the span of your life? And so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. So if God so clothes the grass of the field that is alive today and thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not more clothe you, my little ones? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and for God's righteousness, and then all of these things will be added unto you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today has enough trouble for itself. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment that you make, you will be judged. And the measure that you give will be the measure that you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but you don't notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take that speck out of your eye while the log is in your own eye, you hypocrites? First take the log out of your own eye so that you can see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs. And do not throw your pearls before swine, for they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. My friends, ask, and it will be given to you. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door is opened. Is there anyone among you who, if a child asks you for bread, will give him a stone? Or if a child asks you for a fish, will give him a snake? If then you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? In everything you do, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this is the law and the prophets. My friends, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who will take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is difficult that leads to fullness of life. And there are few who will really find it. Beware of false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing. They look like sheep, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorns? Or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire, and thus you will know a person's integrity by his or her fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but everyone who does the will of my Father. For on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many good deeds of power in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise one who builds his house on rock. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and it beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been anchored upon rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them is like a foolish person who builds a house on sand, and the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and it was a great fall. And now when Jesus had finished saying all of these things, the crowds around him were astounded, for he taught them as one having authority. So I just want to say a teeny bit, only 1 minute worth, because I don't want to try to improve on Jesus' words. But I want to issue an invitation to all of us to find that way in this remarkably divided time. When I get on my Facebook page and I see everybody who agrees with me telling me more reasons why I should really dislike people who don't agree with me, and then there are all those people who don't agree with me who I feel like I should unfriend, that I am finding in these days it's very hard for my heart to be open enough to invite the person who is standing in a different place and looking through different eyes. It's very hard for me to invite that person to have a conversation with me so that I can understand how and why and where that person is coming from. In this day, I'm so glad we're walking through this Sermon on the Mount, because I am finding my own self and my own heart tightening and closing. And Jesus is saying, open up. Find those who stand in a different place and ask them into a conversation. And if it feels like one is slapping you, turn the other cheek. And if it feels like one is taking you in a place where you cannot possibly go, go there anyway and be generous with your heart and your love. It is only and always in being open and being loving and being welcoming and being accepting that we can begin to be the light of the world and invite people to share in the transforming power of God's love. Let us pray. Lord, I love these words every time I come to them, and I am almost fearful every time I read them. I recognize the distance between who I am and what you hope for me, and yet I know that I am redeemed by your love and redeemed into the promise that you beheld on the day of my creation. Lord, may I each day seek to be the person that honors the vision that you beheld for me on the day of my birthday. In Jesus' name, amen.